We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Samachay, and we are beginning the second line from the top of Samachay Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah it said, "Uvemoich sheba ozna," that a woman or a man could go out on Shabbos with katan in his ears or her ears. And it's not a problem by itself because it's there to take away the tsoyas oznoi, the liquids in the ear. And it's part of helping her out, helping her go out, helping her ear, and therefore it's not called a masa, it's called a malbush. Tani Rav Yecheskel, who should kosher ba'ozna? It has to be tied over her ear. It has to be tied in her ear. You put a string over the ear to hold the cotton in the ear. But if not, we're worried it might fall out. That means we're not worried she's going to take it out to show it that they want something special to have cotton in your ear. But we're worried it might fall out and she'll come to carry it. Therefore, the halacha is, Rav Yecheskel says, it only is considered that it's a malbish only if it's tied on her ear. It says also, you let her go out with a moich in your shoe. Tani Rav Yecheskel, who should kosh lo v'sandlo, also has to be tied to the shoe. Again, when skir is going to fall out, and if it falls out, he'll come to carry it. And it said the Mishnah further, a moich shetikna loy, sheskina lo l'nidasa, that she made, because she was a nida, and she needed to catch the dam. So Rav Yecheskel, who should kosh lo ben yechasa? He first thought that the only time it works, this moich, is only if she ties it to her body. Amar Rava, afi she'ina kashala, kim de moyis le'yasla suye. So Rava, no, you don't have to tie it. What are you worried about? If it falls off, she's not going to pick it up because it's disgusting. And therefore, there's no chshash hoitza. You don't have to tie it. Baim Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Abba, osla be'siyad mahu. What happens if she made a handle for this piece of cotton, and therefore you could pick up the cotton without touching the meat stick apart. It has like a string or a handle to hold it. On Malay, mutter. He said, still mutter to go out without tying it. It vanami om nachmarisha om yirchanan, oslo beisyad, mutter. She made a beisyad, it's still mutter. And Rashi says, what's pshat? Loyim mina loyim ma'os, el fil beisyad ma'os. It's still disgusting, and she still will leave it. She will not bring home this piece of cotton that she masakin for her nidus, she will not pick this up, and therefore there's no chshash hoitza. Talk to him about our story. Rabbi Yechonah nafek b'hu lebei medrasha. Rabbi Yechonah went out with katan in his ear, a meich in his ear. Rashi says he was older, b'meich sheba oznoi shayye zokein, v'hoysla tzoyes ha'oizem v'ruba, he had a lot of liquid in the ear. So he went out to the base medrash, went out in the street with this thing in his ear. V'cholken lov chaveruv. And his friend said, you know, I'll do this. Not a meiser. Rabbi Yani nafek b'hu lebei medrasha. And Riani also went out with the cotton in his ear, but Chalukim love called Dairai, and everyone argued on him. So Gemara asked, "V'tanu Rav Yecheskel, v'hu shekosh lo ba'ozna? What's takap shar Rav Yechanan?" It says, "V'hu shekosh lo ba'ozna? You have to tie it." So what's shar Rav Yechanan? It sounds like a brisa. It says you have to tie it. What's shar Rav Yechanan went out without tying the cotton in his ear? So it's more like Kasha, hod mehidik, hod le mehidik. When do you have to tie it? When it's not in tightly, but if it's secure in the ear, pushed into the ear, as no chash, it's going to fall out, then the halacha is, you do not have to tie it. So Rabbi Yechonon, like Rashi explains, pushed into the ear as well, mahadik, lebayik shira. And Rabbi Yechonon went where it was not tied. And the Ritva speaks out, the Rabbi Yanai went out, and it wasn't mahudik either, it wasn't secure either in his ear. And therefore, it says a lashon, the chalukul of kol doiri, everyone argues, whole dar was upset at him for doing that. Rav Yechonon just says chaveru. Rav Yechonon was machlekes is mehidik enough. The woman, the people asked him, argued him, held that even though it's tight, you still have to tie it. Tight is not enough. But Rav Yanai, who was a little loose, there have a chaluk lov kol doiru. So something more right. It said in the Mishnah of a pilpul v'gilgul melech, they let it go out with a pilpul like a pepper, a long pepper, and Rashi said it was there for bad breath, and you let it go out for gilgul melech also. What's gilgul melech for? So the Gemara, pilpul areich apet. Pilpul is for bad breath. Gilgul melech l'darshini. It's for a sickness of the teeth called darshini, and therefore they went out with it in the mouth. That's refuah, and it's no chash. You can take it out because you need it for refuah or for bad breath, and therefore it's no problem for itzah. The chol dava shenusenesach pio. Also, you're allowed to go out with anything that belongs in the mouth. It's a normal way to carry in the mouth for health reasons in the mouth. What is coming to Marba in the Mishnah? It says, what is coming to Marba? What other things? So tomorrow, zangvila inami dertzina, either ginger or cinnamon that used to go around with the mouth, that's also what to go out with. The Mishnah said further, shein teisev shein shalzav is machlaikis. Let it go out with a false tooth is machlaikis, a gold tooth. Rebbe mate v'chom vayishrim. Rebbe holds mutter and chom holds aser. Om Rav Zeira lo yishanu ela shalzav. Rav Zeira says this whole iser that the chom says it's aser to go out is only if it's a gold tooth. Why? Because then, like the first pshat in Rashi is, it's going to look funny. People are going to say, hey, what's that? So they're going to take it off. So it shouldn't look funny with a gold tooth. You have a whole set of white teeth with a gold tooth in the middle there. So they're going to be embarrassed. So therefore, they're going to take it out and carry it. So therefore, chom holds aser. Avashal kesef, but if it's a silver tooth, divrei hakol mutter. Even the chacham will agree that's mutter to go out that way because it's not so different than the other teeth. And therefore, there's no chash that she might carry it. Tain am halchu, we talk about the rice like that. But shall kesef divrei hakol mutter. Everyone agrees by kesef it's mutter. Shall zav revi mata v'chom oisrim. By a golden tooth, revi holds it's mutter and chom holds also. Why? Because people might make fun of you and she'll end up carrying it. Amar bayo revi v'rav Eliezer v'rav Shimon Elazar kulo sviru lehu tochom midi demeganye bei loy asya lachvuyei. These three manyam will hold that anything that's embarrassing, they still won't take it off to show it. They won't take it off in the street and carry it. We're not choishes for that. Rebbe Hadamar. Rebbe is the, we see over here, Rebbe holds mutter. Rebbe holds mutter to go out with a gold tooth, even though people might make fun of you. There's no chash, you can take it off. Rebbe Hadamar, Rabbi Eliezer. It's not really the way the rabbis learned that the words make fun of you, that anything to make fun of you, there's no chash, you can take it off to show it. And this is one of the kashas that Rashi has on this pshat. Because really, Rebbe and Chum argue about something else. They argue that if someone makes fun of you, will you take it off and come to carry it? Here's a different thing. We're saying, you'll see from Rebbe, that anything that you're embarrassed about, you don't take it off to show it off. And that Rashi asked that that's not really the nekuda between Rebbe and the Chachamim, and therefore Rashi has his own pshat, and Taka learns taking it off the show with the people, but Kesef is not so choshev, and there, you're not going to show it to anyone, that's where everyone agrees it's mutter. That's why Rashi learned the pshat a little different from this Gemara. But let's learn the Gemara story of Rabbi Yisrael Rashi, with the other Rabbis of Rashi, which means that the gold tooth, the machlekes was, if someone makes fun of you, you're going to take it off or not. But in any case, you do see from Rebbe, that's mat there, that no chash, you'll take it off to show it to people, even though it's a fancy gold tooth. And what's the reason? Because anything that's embarrassing for you, that you're missing your tooth, you're not going to show it off and show off your gold tooth. So anything that's embarrassing to you, you won't take it off to show it off. Rebbe Hadamar. Rebbe's our Mishnah. Rebbe says, it's mutter to go out with a gold tooth. You might show it to your friends. No, anything that you get embarrassed for, you don't show it to your friends. What's Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer, all these things we learned. Rabbi Eliezer, Tanya Eliezer, Paita v'Kavelas, u'v'Sluch shel Paitin. You let it go out with a Sluch shel Paitin, and in Kavelas, these are things they hung from the neck to make the body odor smell better. So there, Rabbi Eliezer says, it's mutter to go out. Paita was just to Fukir Rav Meir's Chayiv, but it's mutter to go out this way. You might take it off the show to someone. So Rabbi Eliezer says, no, since it's a Gnai that she has to be wearing this good smelling stuff, to take away a bad smell, therefore she won't take it off to show it to people. So that's the second man the Yama holds, that komidi de meganya, anything that's embarrassing for her, anything that's a ganai, not a good thing for her, she won't take it off to show it to. Show it. The third man the Yama is Shimon Elazar, the Tanya, kal arm Shimon Elazar, kol shu lamata min ha sivcha, yoytziba. Anything that's below the head covering, any ornament she wears under her head covering, you let it go out on Shabbos with it. Why? Because you won't take it out to show people because you have to uncover your hair. Anything that's above the head covering, you can't go out, you might show it to people. So here you see this idea that anything that's a gnai to a person, they won't take off to show it to people. These three Madiyam hold like that. Talk to Mishnah Vaita. It says in the Mishnah, new Mishnah, Yoytze v'selah shal tzinis. We'll see in the Gemara that someone has something on her bottom of her foot that hurts. Someone's going to blister under her foot or under his foot. You let it go out with a certain coin they used to keep on this wound on this corn. They used to keep this piece, the sella, on that blister under the foot and walk out with that. Because there was a refuah, if you let it go out with that on Shabbos. Yoytze v'sella shalatzinus. That's number one. Number two, abonais katanais yoytze spechutin. Bonis katanis, who they didn't give them earrings yet, but they wanted to pierce their ears when they were younger. So in order for the hole not to close off, they used to put a string through it. And then let it go out, those strings on Shabbos, because that's a normal way for the little children to go out on Shabbos. That's the way they all walked around. Even if it's a toothpick in the ear, that's also fine. Arviyois, those are the women from the Arab countries, even the Jews. Yoytzeois ru'ulois, let it go out with their head covered, like the Arabs. They walk around with the head covered, just the eyes showing. They let it go out that way on Shabbos because that was the normal way of going out. Umadiyois, prupois, the people from Mada used to walk around with like this cape over their shoulder and it used to be tied in front with like a little hook and eye, and that's called prupios. Adam, and any person let it go out this way. We're talking about these countries, that's the normal way going out, therefore let it go out. But anyone else who goes out in a normal way, it's not called a masu either, it's called a malvish, and let it go out that way. Now, this thing that was draped, this cape that was draped over their shoulders, they had a little like eye, and that went over on the other side and held, like looped into something else to hold it on. And it could have been al evan, al stone, or al egos, or a nut, or al matbeo, or on a coin. They used that to hold together the cape over the shoulder. So picture on their chest, they had like a string with a loop, and that loop went over the stone, or over the nut, or over the coin to hold it in place. Well, that's like typically with Shabbos, but you shouldn't tie this on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara was going to ask, it's a stira. It sounds like preparatory having you allowed to do it, then it says you shouldn't do it. So the Gemara will talk about that on Amman Beis. So the Gemara, my tzinis, what is tzinis? And for the Gemara, bas ara, it's a maka that she has on the sole of her foot, and she ties this sella, this coin there for refuah. So Gemara says, "Ma'ish no sella. Why do you have to use a sella? You let me call me that kusha ma'ila. If the thing is anything that's hard is good for this wound. Level a chaspa. Take a piece of pottery, a hard piece of pottery, and put it there. What are you coin for? Ella mishum shuchsa. Oh, must be because of the rust. It has a certain coins. Mafuke a piece of charis is very dry, but a coin has a little moisture. And that's what causes the rust. So maybe it needs this coin that has a little moisture. Mishum shuchsa." So, for example, level of tasa, put a piece of metal there. Elam shun turasa. Oh, it must be because of the picture, that every coin has a picture. So, maybe the picture is good for the maka. So, level of pulsa. So, why don't you make a pulsa, which is a piece of wood with a picture on it? So, you need all three things. First of all, it has to be hard. Second of all, it has to be made out of metal that has a little moisture. And number three, it has to have a tsura. And therefore, what has all three things? A coin. Therefore, they used to put a coin tied to the foot for healing purposes on the maka. Sokta Maravait, it says in our Mishnah, Bonois Yoitza Ois Bechutin. The little children could go out with chutin in the ear to keep the ear that's pierced open until they get earrings. They used to wear this all the time. Sokta Gemara, Avu de Shmuel, a few men hug him, and the Gemara explained every one of them hug him. Avu de Shmuel, Shavaku Labante. He did not allow his daughters, the nafki bechutim, didn't let them go out with threads in the ears. He did not let them sleep with each other in the same bed. And he made them mikvois in the Nisan days. He didn't let them be tovel in the river. He made them special mikvois. But he let them be tovel in the river in the May Tishrei, and he made for them mats so that they shouldn't get a chatzitzer in their feet. And Taisa says another pshat, they made mats for tznius, because if they were in a mikveh, they were private. But if they were in the nahar, that's in the open, they might not be tovel well because they're embarrassed. Therefore, he made them mechitzos in Yom Tishrei. So these are the three things that Shmuel did for his daughters. First of all, he let them go out with strings in their ears. He didn't let them sleep with each other. And he made them mikvahs Yom Nisan and mafsi Yom Tishrei. The Gemara explains the first one. He did not allow them to go out with those threads in the ear to keep the ear hole open. It says in our Mishnah, you let it go out with chutim. So what's Pshat? He didn't let his daughters do that. So the Gemara, they used to go out with colorful threads lo shava klu. You don't have to go out because we're scared they might show those off. They're nice. They're nicer than usual. It's not a plain thread. It was nice, colorful threads, and he was scared that they're going to show off to their friends. Oh, look at my threads. And that's what the Taka Paschal Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch and Shin Gimel Sif Chof, it says, Abonis Ktanais Shinoikvim Maznei, and make holes in the ears, because they lost his behem Nizom Kshiyidlu, in order to put earrings when they get older. Ukadesh Lo Yistim Wana Kovim, so that the holes shouldn't close up. Noistim Hem Ksam, and they put in toothpicks, mut lots behem. Vuidim Noistim Chutim Baisim Kovim. You go so put in Chutim in those holes. Shemut lots is behem, Einam Tzavuim. They're not colored. Avam Hem Tzavuim, it's Aser. Then it's Aser. And the Mishabruah says, why? The Chashuvim Hem, Vadil Moshafa Machva. Maybe you're going to go out and show them. So that's the halacha lemaisa, that they could go out with these strings only if they're not colorful. But if they're colorful and chashuv, a skid, you might take it out and show it.